When I was younger, I used to take money from my parents without asking and without telling them. But later in life, when I got saved, God dealt with my heart and brought that back to my remembrance. And God told me to make it right. And so what I did is I paid my parents back and I confessed to them and apologized of what I did.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We have been dealing with a man by the name of Zacchaeus in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 19. Well, we know that Zacchaeus was a tax collector, but he gained his money dishonestly. He was rich, but he gained it dishonestly by taking from the people. So he lied to them. He cheated. He was dishonest. He was a crook, if you will. But my friend, one day, Jesus passed through Jericho and his life would never be the same. Only Jesus has the power to change your life. Maybe right now you're looking, you're searching, you're seeking. You wonder, what is life all about? Why am I here? Why do I exist? What is the purpose of my life? Well, my friend, you can find that purpose through Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus needed the Lord, and Jesus passed through Jericho that day, and Zacchaeus went to see who Jesus was, and he couldn't see him as he was passing by because of the crowd, and Zacchaeus was a short man. But you know what? He didn't let that stop him. He found a sycamore tree, and he climbed that sycamore tree. My friend, can I say this? There are going to be a lot of obstacles in life that are going to try to hinder you from seeing Jesus. The devil will definitely try to hinder you from seeing Jesus, from getting to the Lord. But my friend, don't let anything stop you. Don't let anyone get in the way from seeing who Jesus is, that you might experience the life-changing power of Christ in your life. Just as he did in my life, he can do in your life. When I was 27 years old, I was seeking to see who Jesus was. And one night I found out he was my Savior, my Deliverer. He forgave me of my sins and he changed my life. He changed my heart. And if God can do that for me, he can do that for you. Zacchaeus wanted to see who he was. And verse 6, it says, so he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. He received the Lord joyfully into his home. In other words, into his life, into his heart. The religious complained. And you know what? Religious will complain. But look at verse 8. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. What do we see Zacchaeus doing here? I see him confessing to the Lord. In other words, he's acknowledging that he is a sinner. You know what, my friend? You cannot be saved until you first acknowledge that you need salvation. You have to acknowledge that you are a sinner, that we are guilty before a just and holy God. My friend, you can't be saved until you realize that you're lost. I don't care how religious you might be. I don't care how many times you go to church. My friend, just going to church doesn't save you. Just being involved in ministry doesn't save you. There are a lot of people involved in ministry, but that doesn't mean that they're saved. You have to have a personal encounter with Christ. And now we see the fruit of repentance. And he's saying, if I have done any wrong to anybody, I'm going to pay him back fourfold. In other words, if I took a dollar more than I should, he's going to pay back $4 and so on. So we see the fruit of repentance. My friend, when Jesus truly comes into the life of a person, you will see a change. That's right. You will see the fruit of repentance as they confess to the Lord. My friend, Jesus will make everything right.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.